yoke is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Motivation. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams. Well, today is hump day. It's Wednesday, January 25th, and I thank you for joining in this live broadcast with me every day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. We're taking 15 minutes to start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower you in your daily life. Our topic for this morning is going to be pick up the slack. Pick up the slack. And our scripture will continue from yesterday's teaching in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. While you are getting your word ready, you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, and even access my law office site from my ministry website, and that is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's buckle up and let's get going here. James 2, 14 through 26. I'm not going to read the entire thing because I read this yesterday and I'm building from that. But that will be something for you to go back and do your entire reading. I really want to focus on the 26th verse. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And I'm reading from the KJV, James 2 and 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. What is our topic for this morning? Pick up the slack. As I was thinking about this morning, it occurred to me that the month of January in the new year of 2017, it's almost over. I really couldn't believe it. It seemed like I was just thanking God for the new year a few days ago. My, how time flies. So then I began to think about whether or not at this point today, I was actually better off than this same point last month in December of 2016. Because what happens is that all through December, people start saying, and I start saying, next year will be different. I'm going to do something different. We begin to lay out all of our deficiencies and everything that we failed to accomplish in 2016 and proclaim that this will be a different year. For example, well, next year I'm going to save more money, or next year I'm not going to be broke, or I'm going to be married. Next year I'm going to get a new home. Next year I'm going to get a new job. Next year I'm going to get a new car. All of these things that we walk around proclaiming, naming, and claiming, we just say it's going to happen. But then before we know it, a whole month of the new year goes by and nothing has been accomplished. Have you ever felt that way? As a matter of fact, if you had to look at yourself right now on January 25th of 2017, is anything better going on in your life than from December 25th of 2016? Have you made some tangible, objective improvement or strides toward whatever it is that you set out to do this year? I think a lot of us may say, well, you know, no. That's why I have to admonish you, not encourage, but admonish you. In other words, provoke you to pick up the slack now. Because this is how every year we end up in the same rut. This is how December of every year we end up proclaiming the same things for January of the subsequent year. This is how December of every year we end up being the same person that we were December of the previous year, because we let time go by without picking up the slack, without working toward our goals on a consistent basis, without evaluating our progress on a perpetual basis, without re-evaluating our goals on a daily basis, without coming in and detoxifying our lives all throughout the day. And before you know it, it will be December of this year, and you will have accomplished nothing. You see, time will go by whether you do anything or not. Time will go by whether you start saving or not. Time will go by whether you obtain any additional certifications to become promotable on your job or to be employable in a better job or to obtain a raise or start a consulting business. I promise you that today will go by. This 24 hours will pass whether you do anything better or not. Time will go by whether you begin to exercise to have better health or begin to exercise to lose weight or not. It will go by whether you and your spouse sit down and get your marriage together or not. It will go by whether you begin to require your kids or grandkids to make better grades or not. Are you getting the gist of what I'm saying to you here? This is why we stay in a rut. We don't come back in and pick up the slack, whoop our own butts, if you will. You know how when you were kids, you had to go get those switches. Now, I know some of you are saying, I don't believe in spanking. Well, praise the Lord for you, but I got them a lot. So you know how you had to go out there, pick out your own switch. And you try to pick out that little bitty switch, that, you know, little bitty one. And you come back in there and your parents are like, Now, since this is what you got, I'm going to whoop you with this one and another one. Sometimes you got to whoop your own bottom. Sometimes you got to put yourself in the corner. Sometimes you got to ground yourself from all of these extracurricular activities and things that you are doing that are impeding your ability to progress. Sometimes you got to cut off your own social media. Quit being on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of these things all day long. You can't even get through one day, some of you, without being on social media. And that would be great if you were doing the other things, you know, if you were on social media but still accomplishing your goals, that would be great. But if you actually calculated your time, I bet some of you spend 2 to 3 hours a day on social media, but you won't spend 30 minutes sitting down and evaluating your life and getting your stuff together. You won't spend 30 minutes with the Lord. You won't spend 30 minutes with your spouse or your children or your significant other, maybe your fiance, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. You don't have time for the things that matter. You won't spend 30 minutes making sure that you're cooking a healthy meal or eating a healthy meal. You won't spend 30 minutes praying. You won't spend 30 minutes in intercession. You won't spend 30 minutes reading the word. Some of you only read the Bible on Sunday when they put those three verses up on the screen at church. It ought not to be so. Pick up the slack for the things that matter. Because your faith, without works, it is dead. On yesterday, I focused on, are you going to work today? From the concept of, if you are only naming and claiming, if you're only walking around speaking things, saying the power of life and death rests in your tongue, that's not enough because that's your faith, but there are no works there. And we read from this same scripture in James 2:14-26, where it specifically said, show me your faith and I'll show you mine by my works. In other words, my works are the evidence of the faith because I'm doing the things that a person would do who has those things or believes they have what they desire. Pick up the slack this morning. Do not let the end of this month go by and you're in the same situation or a worse situation than you were this same time last month. Do not let the end of this month go by and you are stagnant, status quo, or regressing. Do something different. Pick up the slack. Whoop your own bottom. Ground yourself. Come in and tell your friends you can't talk to them. Whatever it needs to happen today, glory, to get yourself back on track. I refuse to let another month go by of living the status quo. God has better for you. God has better for me. And I will tell you, and we're going to go into prayer, for those of you who remember my one sentence, one goal last year, do you remember that for 2017? I will be a multimillionaire, happily married, effective advocate of criminal justice reform and minister of the gospel and advocate of criminal justice reform and reconciliator of my family who will take at least three major trips this year. I mean, I'm already on the road for at least one of those major things, so close already. I had to do something different, and I saw God come in and reward my faith. So I'm saying to you, quit being slowful, quit being a procrastinator, quit being someone who just sits around being a dreamer. Quit just being a dreamer. Be a doer. Pick up the slack today. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Wherever you are, begin to praise the Lord. Begin to thank God. Begin to just extol his virtues. Hallelujah, Jesus. All lines are muted. No one can hear you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for giving us another day, clothed in our right mind, for blessing us, Lord God, to be able to get up, to have the use of our limbs, our faculties, so that we can go forth and do exploits, go forth and do great things, go forth and operate and execute our vision, go forth and be blessed and be a blessing. We ask the forgiveness of our sins this morning. We ask that you would begin to work in every person who's listening on this broadcast today. Father, that we would be like the ant in Proverbs who begins to prepare for their winter way in the summer, that we will be like we've been taught in James today, someone who's not just confessing faith, but who's actually putting action to the confession, that we realize that our faith without works is dead, so that even this morning we begin to pick up the slack in areas where we are deficient. Pick up the slack in areas where we are lacking. Pick up the slack wherever we have the ability to be a catalyst, a change agent, to trigger, to provoke blessings and better days in our lives. Lord, we thank you even now that this is done. And we come in agreement in Jesus' name. And Lord, for anyone who's on this broadcast who is not saved or who is backslidden, we come in agreement for their lives today. And if you are that person, all you have to do to be saved or rededicate is just repeat after me. Lord, this morning, I ask the forgiveness of my sins, and I dedicate my life to you. I ask you to come in and be my Savior. In the name of Jesus, everyone say what? Amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. For anybody on the broadcast who's just given your life to the Lord or rededicated, make sure you get into a Bible-believing and teaching church so that every day you can perfect your walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel so great today. Let me just give you the announcements and then our task for this morning. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I am encouraging you. I'm admonishing you. I'm provoking you to join me here every day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on the Morning Motivation broadcast. This is where we're starting your day off right with that hot breakfast for your soul. I deal with the everyday issues with biblical perspective because I'm admonishing you and admonishing myself to sustained victorious living. You can tune in live on the website. The telephone number is there. Everything that you need. You can also hear prior broadcasts. So if you missed any of the other broadcasts, go to the website. This one will also be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. And the website is feeldfire.com. F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire, F-I-R-E, .com. There are some great things coming up, so just make sure you look at that on the website. And I want to say very quickly, I did receive a question about a particular thing on yesterday, and I wanted to try to answer it about speaking in tongues, but my time has run out, so I'm going to try my best to answer that for people on tomorrow in relation to speaking in tongues as the evidence of having received the Holy Spirit. So please try to tune in tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, everyone. Our task for today is that you go back to your vision statement or your resolution that we prepared on last year. And for those of you who are listening who didn't prepare one, whatever it is that you said would be different, that you objectively evaluate today yourself, your life, and see if you have improved. If you have not, you must put something in place that will make you improve. Get rid of something, get rid of some friends, whatever it is you need to do. But on tomorrow, you better be in a better position than you were 30 days ago or in 2016. All right? I love you. Pick up the slack today. Pick up the slack. God has better for you today. Hallelujah. I'll see you in the morning.